Hi, and welcome to Startup Spotlight. I'm Courtney. I'm an intern at Giveyear. And joining us today, we have Jason Moore, and he is the founder and CEO of Stratasan. So thanks so much for joining us today, Jason.
Well, thank you, Courtney, for having me.
Absolutely. So could you just tell us a little bit about Stratasan?
So Stratasan was founded in Nashville, Tennessee in September of 2010. We founded it on the premise of healthcare data. There's a massive amount of healthcare data out there being used for strategic and marketing decisions, but not a really easy way to get to that data and utilize the information and the intelligence from that data.
Okay.
So we're a cloud-based applications company. Uh-huh. We build out applications on top of layers and layers of health data, and so you don't have to wrangle with the data as much as you had to before. Mm-hmm. Use our applications to ask specific questions and get intelligent information from that data.
Okay, so you're working specifically with like hospitals and larger doctor's offices and things like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our target market is kind of twofold, which is being the providers, the hospitals, hospital systems, and large physician practices. And the other side of our client base are the healthcare service companies, mm-hmm. People looking to sell to those providers as well. We can help them build out a better business development list, a better targeted list that would fit their services better. So that's a separate side of our business.
Okay, gotcha. So where did this inspiration come from? Do you have a background in the medical field? Or did you just see that there was a need?
So the way that the conversations first started about Stratasan were conversations between Todd Featherling and myself. Mm-hmm. Todd's background is around healthcare data marketing. And then I spent the last 10 years, I started a company in Atlanta, Georgia, that was a software as a service company. So building out cloud applications, but combining those two backgrounds to bring together what is now Stratasan.
Gotcha. So, being the healthcare capital of the world, what have been the benefits of starting another healthcare company in Nashville?
Twofold, I would say, are the biggest benefits. One is access to mentors, mm-hmm. Which I think will be a topic of conversation a little bit later. Is advice to entrepreneurs is fine, really. Well-prepared, but also willing mentors. And being in Nashville, wanting to break into the healthcare world, there really isn't a better place from a healthcare technology perspective. That, you know, there's not a better place in the world to be than right. Nashville. So that's the number one, I think, aspect for a startup company going into healthcare technology is access to mentors that have really danced around what you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. And the other aspect is, you know, the main decision makers for, you know, a vast majority of healthcare decisions are made right here in Nashville. Mm-hmm.
So you've got a ton of different outlets where you can go and test your ideas and get their feedback because
yes.
of the resources that we have here.
That's yes, great. Definitely.
So then what have been some of the more difficult aspects of starting up a company in Nashville?
I wouldn't say that there's any particular difficulties that are specific to Nashville for this particular company. Mm-hmm. You know, I think some of the common common difficulties that entrepreneurs talk about are access to capital. I think that's a common theme wherever you are. You know, wherever there's more capital, there's more competition.
Right.
So just rising above the rest of, you know, of the people looking for funding, I think is the key.
Okay, so you're talking a little bit about financing, and I understand that you've just completed the VC rounds of financing for Stratasan. So mm-hmm. what has that process been like for you?
Brutal. This is the first time, you know, I started the company and ran it for 10 years, but we bootstrapped it. So this is my first time in the funding world, and it's just a painstaking process for good reasons. I can tell all the entrepreneurs out there that haven't raised capital before, If you're making the same mistake that I did, thinking that, that getting a term sheet was like kind of celebration day or the day you can breathe, it couldn't be further from the truth. It's actually, you know, the most anticlimactic day you could ever have, because really that's when you really think, or I thought that due diligence, you know, led up to the term sheet. Mm-hmm. And that was just, you know, absolutely the shavings of due diligence. Once you get a term sheet and you agree to whatever terms you get, you know, that's when the real due diligence starts, and it gets awfully tedious at that point.
That's what I've been hearing, that it's a very, very long and tedious process, but
for good reason. I mean, right. I completely understand why it is.
Uh-huh. Okay. So how long has Stratasyn been up and running?
So our background is, we founded the company in the back of the napkin conversation happened probably in October or November of 2009.
Okay.
And we were just kind of noodling on if there was something that could really be done. March of 2010, it still wasn't a company, but we contracted a developer just to kind of build out a prototype to see what it would look like and see if we could actually make some of the things work. And then, then it goes into the fall, and that's when I met Michael Burcham. Heard about the Entrepreneur Center, didn't think the Entrepreneur Center was for me because I'd run a company before. When I met Michael Burcham, that completely changed. I really knew at that point that I had to be in there. And so we were fortunate enough to be the first company in the Entrepreneur Center as an incubating company.
Oh, wow.
So I kind of consider that kind of a soft launch as to when we moved into the Entrepreneur Center. Mm-hmm. And that was in September of 2010.
Okay. So coming up on a year.
Yeah. But we really didn't bring on our first, like, what I could call a real client until around the January time frame.
Okay.
So that's kind of when I consider we actually launched the company, is in January of 2011.
Okay. So you mentioned the Entrepreneur Center. So how have they been helping you out through this process?
We would need a longer interview to kind of go through the whole thing, because it's just been incredible. I mean, you know, Michael and Sam and all the mentors. I was assigned three other mentors. Because I was so early on, Michael was one of my four mentors, and I don't think that happens very often anymore. So Michael talks about it a lot, and the premise of the Entrepreneur Center is bringing an idea into reality. And on the baseline, that's the public of what Entrepreneur Center does. Really, to an entrepreneur, though, it's making your idea an investable story. And that's really the main premise of the Entrepreneur Center to an entrepreneur. So you get in, and then they really just start hammering you on telling your story in an investable way, whether that's an investment from capital or a customer. They help you build out your pro formas and your financial modeling and identifying your target markets, who your customer segments are. Are you creating a new market? Breaking into another market? Are you segmenting a current market? Which is kind of what I'm doing. I tell you, it makes you understand your business better than you did when you came in.
Yeah.
And then, you know, bringing on Nashville too, Nashville has some places like eSpaces that an entrepreneur can kind of move, and when it's not just, you know, you alone, and you have, you know, one or two or three other people, you know, eSpace is a great place for that. It's, you know, month to month, and it's, you know, relatively cheap, you know, definitely affordable for startup budget. So Nashville, you know, is bringing a lot of these things together that I think not most cities have.
Yeah, Nashville seems to really be able to harness and provide these tools for entrepreneurs with the Entrepreneur Center, and with places like eSpaces, and especially with the medical field, with so many different medical businesses out there. So, I mean, you're definitely in a great position, it sounds like.
We're very fortunate on the timing of it. All the entrepreneurs out there in Nashville, or anyone looking to move to Nashville, you know, it's a really good time to come here because of that.
Right. Well, a little bit of luck thrown in there as well.
A ton of luck. We're very fortunate on that. I think the Entrepreneur Center is just another milestone in making Nashville a more and more entrepreneurial friendly place. You know, getting back to Bertram's main goal, you know, his goal is to make Nashville the number one place in the world to start a company.
Really? I think that's well on its way as well.
Yeah, definitely steps are being taken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, based on what I've been reading, yeah, Nashville is well on its way. What can you tell us about bringing in that first customer? You've had experience with that now. So how do you land those first few clients?
I don't know if it's art or science, probably quite a bit of both. We got very fortunate with the way our first customer came in. You know, being where we were positioned with the Entrepreneur Center, and they were getting so much press, the Tennessean did a story, and it was in the Sunday edition over Thanksgiving weekend, so, you know, very nice readership. Mm-hmm. And our first customer actually read that article, and it actually called us the next day on Monday, and 2 weeks later, they're a paying customer.
That's a very unique story.
Yeah, I can't really say that that 6 months ago we mapped that out, or 9 months ago we mapped
that out. No, I don't think there's any way that you could have mapped that out, but so great job of placing that article in there then.
But I think that the key to that and what we did right, I wouldn't have been interviewed, you know, the story about our old name, Health Data Source, the story about Health Data Source wouldn't have been done if we wouldn't have stepped up and gotten into the Entrepreneur Center. But getting involved with people and organizations, if you're in healthcare, you know, Leadership Healthcare Council, it's a great organization, and you are going to be in the room with some major healthcare decision makers.
Wow.
You know, the National Tech Council is another one. And if you're selling technology services as an entrepreneur, or if you need those types of vendors, you know, it's a great way to get involved and get noticed. You know, volunteer for some of the events, get on one of the committees, because anybody can be a member that has $150.
So you're up against a lot of bigger companies. And so this is one way that you are putting yourself out there and joining the competition with them. What else do you offer on facing the bigger guys?
You're probably going to need to coexist with them before you can attempt to beat them. And, you know, for us, you know, our competitors really kind of, like I said, focus on that top tier of hospitals. You know, there's roughly 5,800 hospitals in the country. Mm-hmm. You know, they may concentrate on the top 20% of those. Looking at our business model, is there a way that we can profitably address that bottom 80%? You know, that's really kind of how we addressed it. So you have to coexist, figure out where you can go, and then grow with your market and see how you can, you know, see what segment of the market you can attack and win profitably. That's the key, profitably.
Right.
The hard lesson to learn for entrepreneurs. Don't sell yourself short. If you have a good service, then charge for it. But find the segment that you can match, and your pricing may be cheaper than the bigger guys for those people. But when you scale, you want to make sure that you're capturing, you know, enough market share.
Yeah. Well, that's great advice. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, and thank you for all your insight on mentors and just what a great city Nashville is right now for the entrepreneur. So how can people connect with you and with Stratasan?
Okay. You can follow us on the normal channels, Twitter. Me personally, I'm Jason R. Moore.
Okay.
And then we have a at Stratasan, and that's STRATASAN. So Stratasan, and then it's Stratasan.com. And if you'd like to send me an email, Jason@Stratasan.com, pretty simple and straightforward.
Okay.
And we'd love to hear from you, any entrepreneurs out there. If you have any questions, certainly feel free to reach out. As you can see, I'm not afraid to kind of talk and ramble on about things. So make sure you plan, you know, at least 15, 20 minutes as I ramble on.
Great. And again, for anyone out there, thank you for joining us on Startup Spotlight. And feel free to check out williamgriggs.com and watch the previous episodes of both Startup Spotlight and Nonprofit Notables. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Jason. Courtney.